You'll know that we have many guests on the program, and every so often they come back to us and say, "Oh, I've got some more news." And I'm very pleased to say that our next guest has done just that. Chloe Marie Aston, you may well remember, she is the piano bike girl. She joined us a few months ago. If you remember, she has this piano and bicycle combination created by her dad, and she basically goes all around the country playing in town centres and seafronts and wherever she is. And I'm very pleased to say she's back with us with some great news. Chloe, welcome back to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Before we mention your good news, we will leave our listeners in suspense for a few more moments. Let's talk about you in general. You have got this wonderful bicycle piano, haven't you, that your dad created. Tell us what you do with that, just to remind our listeners.
I am on a mission to busk in every town and city in the UK. So I am travelling about and busking in every town that I can, really.
Now, you normally live in North Devon and you're on the road at the moment. You're joining us from Wimborne Minster. I've been following your progress online and you've been to many, many places. Give us a taster of where you've been.
So I'm from North Devon, so I've done all of Cornwall, I've done all of Devon, all of Somerset. I think I've almost done Dorset now. I've only got Swanage left, I think. And I've been to Birmingham, I've been to Leicester, and I've now also been to central London.
And what reactions are you getting from people? Because it is such an unusual approach to busking that you have.
It's all really good reactions, a lot of surprise, a lot of disbelief and double takes and stuff. But yeah, it's all really, really nice reactions. It's lovely.
And you throw yourself into it as well. You've got a great selection of clothing that you wear that really sort of brings the era of outside piano and mechanical music into the mind.
Yeah, I was invited to play at a steampunk event in Minehead back in 2021, I think. And I decided to buy a steampunk outfit. And then I was also getting the attention as well as the piano bike. People were admiring the way I was dressing. So now I have a wardrobe of different steampunk outfits. I've got a pirate one and all sorts of summery ones as well.
Well, it's definitely worth our listeners keeping an eye out for you because basically, wherever they are in the country, then I suspect at some point or other, they will probably run into you. Do you have any plans to go abroad with this at some point?
Not yet, unless you count the Isle of Wight, because I'm going to be on the Isle of Wight this month.
It's overseas, Chloe.
I guess it counts, but no, nothing abroad yet. There's just so much of the UK to explore first, so I'm happy here.
And you are a musician at heart, and you do song recordings yourself, don't you? And that's what we're talking about on this one, because you have a new single that has just been released. It's been out for a couple of weeks. It's a lovely, lovely track. It's called Coffee in Bed. Tell us about this song.
It's a love song. I have been very lucky and I've fallen in love, and it's just I really wanted to write a happy song because a lot of my songs in the past have been a way to vent and get over upset and stuff. So I was really happy to sit down and think, oh, you know what, I'm gonna write a love song. And yeah, it just came to me one day and I wrote it.
Real inspiration, and as you say, happy inspiration. Now you've told me that, I can really picture with the song because it is such a beautiful song. How do you go about starting to write a song? Does it just come to you, or is it hard work sitting at a piano and trying to work out where you're going with it?
I like to have an idea come to me first. Like I won't go right today. I'm going to sit at the piano. I'm going to write a song about this. I like to normally it happens like if I'm on a walk or in the shower or something, an idea will just spring into my head and I'll go, oh, that's a good hook or it's a good thing to write about. And then I will dedicate time around that idea to write a song around it. So I like the idea to come to me first.
Can you remember the first song that you wrote? How old were you? Because you're not that old now, let's be honest.
I think I was 14. I was still in school, and I wrote a song for my BTEC music qualification. And I think it was something about tea. And I listening back to it now, I took it off of like streaming platforms, but it was just horrendous to listen back to, but I think at the time I was quite proud of it.
Well, I think to be fair, you've moved from tea to coffee with this particular song.
That is true. I haven't thought about that.
You can have an whole album dedicated to food and drink.
Yeah, that's a good
I'll give you that as a free idea. No need to credit me on the
idea.
album. Chloe, apart from your touring around the country, are you working on any more songs at the moment?
I've got a few ideas brewing, but I've been so busy touring that I haven't really had a lot of time to just sit down and write. But a lot of the inspiration is from touring, so maybe a song about that in the future.
You must meet so many people when you're touring, and I guess some of them like to share their stories with you as well. So I guess that's a good source of material, possibly for the future.
Oh yeah, I meet the like some strange people and some inspirational people, and most people are just really lovely. So they do talk to me about their lives and all sorts of things. So yeah, I get lots of ideas from that as
When we spoke last time, you explained how it was your father that had actually put the piano and the bicycle together. But obviously, you're not cycling between places because some of the hills in this country would be ridiculous for that.
well. Yes.
Is it your father that's taken you around? Have you got family support with what you're doing?
Yeah, it's my dad who's taking me around. He's my roadie.
Roadie and number one fan, is that right?
Oh yeah,
Well,
definitely.
Chloe, it is a wonderful single. Thank you for letting us know about it and sharing it with us. We will play it now. And if my listeners, as I'm sure they will, may want to find out more about you and this particular single, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
Facebook is the best. It's where I post most regularly, and I also have a website which is www.chloemarieaston.uk, which just has all my links to my music and social medias.
Well, I can certainly underline your Facebook page, which you do post a lot, and it's lovely to see you travelling around the country. Chloe, thank you so much for joining us again. Short and sweet, but I'm so pleased we could squeeze you in because I really, really want to play this beautiful piece of music. Congratulations on falling in love. Well done with this particular piece of music, and come back on in the future. We wish you the very, very best.
Thank you very much for having me.